性的影响。
That we are, you know, the Chinese we are very superstitious.
那么我们普通想的殿就想的庙，很简单，就是那种概念。
And then we talk about temple, we talk about where this other religion they worship the temple.
但如果你去看这个主耶稣那时候圣殿，并不像我们所想象。
But the temple, the holy temple where Jesus was is not like what we.
所以主耶稣到底在哪里讲，在哪里讲这个道，在哪里讲那句话呢？
Where did he has placed himself and where he has spoken these words?
所以我想我把圣殿稍微解释一下。
Let me explain a little bit of this.
这个圣殿广，圣殿大家就高起来这块地方，是摩利亚山，这是圣殿山。
And so, this piece that was raised, in Mount Moriah is the holy temple.
那么以色列人他们朝圣以后，从南边上去，从南边上去。
And so, as the Israel,
从南边上去。
They had to enter from the south.
那么从南边上去有很多的阶梯，然后慢慢就上去了。
And so from the south, they have many steps that led up to the temple.
那么如果你到快靠近圣殿的时候
，as you are approaching the holy temple,
那里有很多洁净的池子。
And there are many cleansing pools.
所以如果人要到圣殿里去，他们都要洁净自己。
And so in order for them to enter the temple, they must clean themselves.
所以我们相信说五旬节有三千人受浸，大概在这里受浸。
And so we believe in Pentecost there are 5,000 people say perhaps they will all be baptized in this area.
好，你干净了以后，你就进到圣殿的范围。
After cleansing yourself, you will enter into the temple.
所以所谓的圣殿不是指着光上面这一块，整个 temple complex, 整个圣殿的广场。通通是圣殿。
And so temple is not referred to the inner part, but in fact it refers to the entire temple complex.
马太福音十二章主耶稣说：“看哪、啊，我比这殿还要大。
”And so in Matthew chapter 12, Jesus says, "I'm greater even than this temple."
那个字是指着整个圣殿 complex, 整个圣殿广场说。
And so our Lord Jesus, in fact, he is referring to the entire temple complex.
但是在约翰福音第二章，你们拆毁这殿，我三日要把它建起来。那个殿。
In John 2, he says that if you pull down this temple, I will rebuild it in 3 days.
那个殿是指着圣所至圣所那一部分说的。
But then, now that temple is referred to the Holy of Holies.
所以在希腊原文本来就有两个字。
And so in the Greek language, there are 2 words.
但是我们说到主耶稣进到圣殿，指着进到整个圣殿的广场来
说。And so the Bible says that when Jesus entered into the temple, he was just entering into the temple.
那么主耶稣如果要教训人的话，有两个地方可以教训人的。
And so for the Lord Jesus to teach the multitude, there are 2 places where he.
那么首先你要知道，如果我们从这里一上去以后，那么这个就是那个大的广场，就是整个大的广场。
And so as we enter into the south, when we reach there by the steps, and then we will be able to view the
这个叫做 the court of Gentile, 叫做外邦人的院，整个都是外邦人的院。
And so this area is refers to courts of Gentile.
意思就是说所有的外邦人通通可以去的。
And this is a place where the Gentiles were able to be.
你不要有以色列人，你也可以上去。
Even that you are not Israelite, you can enter into this.
因为主说我的圣殿要成为祷告的殿，万国祷告的殿。
The Lord told us that His temple is going to be the temple of prayers for all.
On nations.
For the nations.
这个 nations 就是外邦，所有的外邦人通通过来这里祷告的。
And so that nations will encompass all the Gentiles.
你记不记得有几个希利尼人？他说我们要见耶稣。
There were many.
No, 几个希利尼人 Greeks.
The Greeks.
他说我们要见耶稣吗
？And so some of the, there are a few Greeks says that I want to see Jesus.
那么在什么地方他们说要见耶稣呢？多半就在这个外邦人的院里面。
And so, in order for them to meet Jesus, very likely it has taken place in the temple complex.
好，如果这是南，这是北的话
，now coming from the south and the north.
那么这个就是东边的，你看到吗
？And so, this side is being referred to the east.
那么橄榄山就在这一边。
Then we can see that Mount Olive will be next week.
那么你如果进到里面去以后
，when you enter into the temple,
然后没有多久你就看一个很矮的墙。
There will be a very low parapet.
这个很矮的墙是这样子的。那么所有的外邦人都不能越过那里。
And all Gentiles are not allowed to go beyond that.
只有以色列人可以进去。
Only the Israelites will be able to go beyond.
这就是保罗告诉我们中间隔断的墙。 中间隔断了墙。
Paul reminded them, it's the wall that has separated us.
那么结果你知道说就是他们以为说保罗带着希尼的人进到殿里面，所以保罗才被捉拿的嘛。
And they say that because Paul has led the Greek into this area, and that was why Paul was apprehended.
所以那个时候主耶稣如果到圣殿的话，你看那一道墙还在的。
When the Lord Jesus was there, then we know that this parapet was still there.
所以只有以色列人可以进到进越过那道墙。
Only the Israelites are allowed to go beyond that wall.
然后你看见在这个圣殿广场上有一个建筑物是这样，是东西向的。
And we know that there is a building in this temple complex is facing north.
No, 东西向，东西向。
东西向
east-west. East-west. 然后呢，它主要的门是朝向太阳的。
And the door is facing the sun.
换一句话是朝向橄榄山的。
And the door is actually facing Mount Olive.
所以现在呢，你在这里有一个这样的一个建筑物。
And so you have one building located there.
那么然后呢，你从这个门进去。
When you enter this gate that faces the Mount Olive.
那个门就是圣经所说的美门 ，beautiful gate.
And that's what mentioned the Bible is called the beautiful gate.
这个 beautiful gate 是。这个圣殿广场里面圣殿本身的那个门，不是城墙的门，不是，也不是圣殿广场的门，不是。
And this is not the door of the temple complex, but it is the door to the temple.
那么然后你进到这个美门里面去的时候
，As you enter into this beautiful gate,
你就来到了一个很大的院子，那个叫做女人院 ，women's court。
And you enter into this court, and this is called the women's court.
那么女人院并不是说只是为着女的，是其实为着以色列全家的。
And this is not meant for the women, but for the entire family of
the household, 整个 household of Israel. 你看见所有以色列人，不管男女老少，就通通可以到以色列的院，都到这个女院里面去。
And the entire household of the Israel.They will be Israelites. They will be able to enter into this court.
那么然后呢？你看那个院大概是四方形的。
And the court is square.
那靠着墙壁呢，有很多喇叭形的奉献箱。
And there are many offering boxes like the shape of the trumpet.
那么然后呢？你看主耶稣在那里就看那个寡妇就丢几个铜板，就在那里看。
And that was the place that Jesus mentioned that the widow have cast in the two copper mites.
那么到了祝棚节的时候
，And when we come to the time of the festive of the festive of the tents,
就在这女院里面，他们有一个很大的金灯台。
That we know that that inside this court they have a very big a golden place for incense.
不，金灯台。
金灯台。
Lampstand.
Golden lampstand.
所以这个时候呢，主耶稣就用那个 background， 用那个背景，他说：“我是世界的光。”
That was why the Lord Jesus uses that as a background that He is the light of the world.
凡跟从我的，就不在黑暗里走。
Whosoever follow me, they will no longer walk in darkness.
所以所谓的女院就是以色列全家都聚在那里。
And so the cause of the women is meant for the households of the Israelites together.
然后呢，你知道，然后你知道，从这个女院再往上走就是以色列的院。
That we know, proceed from this, for this, proceed from this court, you will enter into the cause of Israel.
那么以色列院什么意思呢？就是以色列男丁啊，每年就带着礼物，他们代表以色列人就进到那里去献礼物去。
And the cause of Israel is meant for the males every year, to bring gifts into the temple.
所以你看以色列的院呢，比女院又高一点。
And so, you know, the cost of Israel is position is higher than the cost of the women.
男丁献完祭以后，他们就要回来。
And so, after the male has offered their gift, they will have to return back.
然后你再往上走就是祭司的院。
And so, another higher level will be the cost of the priest.
你就来到祭坛。
And you come before the altar.
然后来到圣所。
You talk like the holy.
来到至圣所。
Then you will enter into the holy of holies.
所以当以色列人聚在女院的时候。
And so as the Israelites get themselves at the cost of.
他们要告诉自己说，神的同在就在我们的隔壁。
They have to say that the Lord's presence will be with us next door.
所以他们祝棚节，他们一同欢喜快乐，就在神的脚前欢喜快乐。
And so at the festival of the tent, they were rejoicing at the feet of God.
那么从女院到这个以色列的院， 刚好这个中间刚好有15个阶梯。
And so between the courts of the women and the courts of Israel, all together they are 18 steps.
所以如果你继续来到神面前的话，你要经过15个阶梯。
And so in order for you to continue to enter in the presence of God, you have to pass through these 15 steps.
它是半圆形的，都是半圆形。
And this is they are in semicircles.
慢慢慢慢的就这样上去的。
And this is how one on top of another.
然后利未人就在每一个阶梯上面要唱一首诗篇。
And Levites, every one of them had to sing a psalm.
那么在最低一层，诗篇120篇。
And the lowest level, they will sing Psalms 1-2.
然后诗篇121篇。
And then Psalms 121.
然后到了最后一层，诗篇134篇。
And the last one will be Psalms 134.
那就是诗篇里面的上行的诗。
And that is about the
Son of Degrees.
Some of the degrees.
然后他们就这样的就来到了神的面前。
And in this way, they appeared before the presence of God.
那不光如此。
More than that,
到了祝棚节的时候
during the time of the festive of the tent,
你知道祭司们呢就带着百姓就到希罗亚池子去
that we know the priest will lead the multitude into the shallow pool
然后他们就挑了好多好多担的水就到了圣殿
and they have to carry water and they pour into it
然后把水就倒在祭坛上
and they pour the water on the tabernacle
然后水就从祭坛下面就流下来了
and the water will flow through the tabernacle
他们为什么这样做呢
why do they need to do that
因为他们知道如果弥赛亚回来的话
they know that if the Messiah returns
那就是以西结书所说神的荣耀回来了
and that they this is what exactly what Ezekiel said that will be the restoration
如果神的荣耀回来圣殿跟今天不一样的
and so today if the glory of God returns that the holy temple is different
根据以西结的预言到了那一天你看见在殿里面会流出活水来的
because according to the prophecy of Ezekiel on that day out from this tabernacle will flow from living water
但是好几年过去了活水还没有流出
but many years have passed but they will know living water
所以在祝棚节最后一天
so at the last day of the festival of the tent
他们就表演希望水能够流出来
and so they will have to demonstrate that the living water will flow from the tent
他们叹一口气水活水还没有来
also they have to sigh because at that time still there's no living water
现在我们要等到明年
no dear we have to wait for another year
也许到明年祝棚节的时候弥赛亚才回来
perhaps the next year when the festival of the tent the Messiah will return
他们去年就等今年了
last year they are waiting for this year
现在今年又等后年
and then this year they are waiting for another year
所以就在那个时候
and during that time
主耶稣就站起来说
the Lord Jesus stood up and said
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝
those who are thirsty can come unto me
为什么他们渴了
Why were they
他们等候弥赛亚弥赛亚还没有回来
Because they were waiting for the Messiah and the Messiah has not returned
但主耶稣告诉他们说
But the Lord Jesus told them
人若渴了可以到我这里来
Anyone who are thirst can come unto me
弥赛亚已经来了
Because the Messiah is in their midst
信主耶稣的人就像圣殿一样从他的腹中流出活水的江河来
Believers out of their belly will flow for living waters
所以主耶稣用那个 background 用那个背景就告诉我们到底这个就给我们看见这个就给我们看见为什么他说人若渴了你们可以到我这来喝。
And that was the background our Lord Jesus uses. That's why he says that those who are thirsty can come unto him.
所以这个就是那个时候主耶稣的圣殿。
And that is the holy temple during Jesus' time.
但是你还记得吗？约翰他什么都没有记，他记得冬天的时候主耶稣在献修殿节的时候，在这个所罗门廊下行走。
We know that our Lord Jesus during the winter he was walking at the courts of Solomon.
靠近圣诞节的时候。
And that is very near to Christmas.
你知道，快到圣诞节，犹太有一个节叫 Hanukkah， 就是跟圣诞节很靠近，很靠近的。
The Israelites have a festival called the Hanukkah, and it is very close to the festive of Christmas.
所以主耶稣大概靠近那个12月25号前不久。那他的确就走在所罗门的廊下。
And it was at that time, a few days before Jesus was walking at the Solomon courts of Solomon.
弟兄姊妹，你看四福音里面就有约翰告诉我们这件事。
We know that out of the four gospels, only John has mentioned this.
主耶稣在所罗门上行走，这什么意思？
That what does it mean that he was walking in the courts of Solomon?
非常有意思的。
very meaningful.
你知道，因为希律啊，他把圣殿美化了。
Because the King Herod has beautified the temple.
本来呢，所罗门圣殿呢是四方形的。
That we know the courts are the